solicitor representing some of the families of those killed in 1974. Kevin Winters, good afternoon to you. Thanks for taking our call today.
Thank you.
We heard last night on Primetime our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, interviewing Ian Livingston. He's the former senior police officer responsible for investigating the 1974 Dublin and Monaghan bombings. And he is categorical that there was collusion between those who carried out the bombings and British security services.
That is absolutely massive news. I mean, it's the first time in years that we've had a breakthrough like this, and it couldn't come at a more timely time because just last month, in fact, we received a very important High Court ruling confirming that this case needs to go to trial. 10 years ago, many of these families instituted High Court civil proceedings alleging collusion. Collusion was at the heart of that case in the High Court in Belfast. 6 years ago, November 2018, we received an order, obtained an order from the High Court, granting the families access to the documents, all of the material, which would go a long way to helping them in their truth recovery justice process. Incredibly, not only did the government agencies not comply with that order, but they attempted to have the entire case dismissed. And for 6 years, and we lost 6 years meandering through the High Court in Belfast, eventually coming to a point last month when we succeeded in repelling that application. Now, that's very important. The indication given on the Primetime show that there would be total support for the civil case. John Boucher's on record confirming that he will support the civil case. He'll not stand in the way of it. Couldn't be more timely. I'm confident that had this been under his watch, we never would have had this long, torturous process. Because what in fact has happened is that it's timed out for so many families. For example, Derek Byrne was blown up on the forecourt of a garage in Talbot Street, and he was left for dead. He came to in the mortuary, and it's somewhat poignant that what a loyalist bomb couldn't do, years of torturous litigation eventually succeeded. Timed out on poor Derek and many other families, the Malloy family, the O'Brien family, which was mentioned there. So many families have lost loved ones along the way in their battle for justice and truth recovery. And I suppose at the end of the day, what we're asking right now, on the back of this latest development, is for Micheál Martin and the Irish government. And very significantly and importantly, there were motions passed in the Dáil earlier this week calling for the release of documents, and that for that an independent judicial oversight figure should be employed. But we already have that in the shape of a High Court judge in Belfast who's there to oversee the documents release. That's the most important thing that could happen. And I would ask for Micheál Martin and the Irish government to endorse the family's long-running campaign in that High Court case, and specifically for the release of the material and the documents. They entered into this process to get access to that material. There's a real live legal vehicle that's in process now. And all government agencies need to get behind those families and support them, because otherwise, and I don't mean this in any disrespect, it's an ineffectual box tick, a rather faded box tick, but the best way that the government can lend support to the families, so that the words of the President have great significance when he says there needs to be more than a sympathetic ear. This is the way to do it.
Just to be clear, Kevin Winters, because as we have been reminding people, no one was ever brought to justice for what happened in 1974. The court action that you're referring to, this is a High Court civil action against the British state alleging collusion and failure to investigate. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. And that case has been running for 10 years. Many of the families have instituted that action. You've heard there as well from some of the commentators, some of the family input, there's a lot of frustration displayed with the length of time to get access to justice. And in fact, it was against the backdrop of a failure to investigate and a failure to have all the information released that this High Court civil action was instituted. It has taken 10 years to get to this point. In my view, it couldn't come at a more opportune time to hear those words of Ian Livingstone and John Boucher. And of course, as well, there was also reference in your piece to the fact that the Irish authorities have documents and materials which need to be handed over. And we've only learned in the last number number of weeks that the police ombudsman, who's investigating allegations of collusion with the security forces, and particularly the police back in the day, that certain intelligence information has not been handed over by Gardaí to the ombudsman. Now, that's completely unacceptable. And in terms of Irish government support, I would call on the government to actually engage with the Garda Commissioner's Office for the release of any outstanding intelligence information. As I understand it, just for clarification, that same intelligence information has been handed over to the Operation Denton team, which was under the previous guise of John Boucher, that they in fact have access to that material. But the police ombudsman, for some reason, doesn't have that.
Hearing from the families of those who were caught up in the bombings, and they're not it's not an unfamiliar call from them, like many who were caught up in what happened in the Troubles, looking for justice. But the passing of the Legacy Act in Britain means that for many families, that justice is just simply not going to be possible now. How has the Legacy Act impacted on the families of those who were killed in Dublin and Monaghan?
Very simply, the Legacy Act will have zero impact whatsoever on the High Court civil case. That High Court action was initiated 10 years ago. The Legacy Act is a draconian piece of legislation brought in to stop future similar themed civil actions. So anything after May 2022 instituted would in fact have timed out under that Legacy Act. So in terms of the High Court civil action, the Dublin Monaghan families are safe in that that case is already underway and needs to come to a conclusion. In terms of actual criminal investigations and the potential for a criminal prosecution against anyone, then there is a real danger that in fact has timed out. But to be honest, after all these years, and we've seen this with a number of cases recently in the last number of years in the north, it's very, very difficult to get a criminal prosecution over the line. What families, and just listening again to the mood of the representations, what families want is access to information and the documents. There's a real live opportunity now for the British government and its agencies to comply with a High Court order made 6 years ago. And it would be of great support to see, for example, Irish DFA or other Irish government representatives get behind the families by attending the next court proceedings. That would send a real message, a political message as well, out to the authorities up here in the north that the documents and material needs handed over.
And are you confident that they will receive that assistance from authorities on this side of the border?
Well, yes. I mean, if Micheál Martin and the cross-party support is to have any real effect, then they need to support this civil case. The notion of supporting an independent arbiter to examine the material, that's well-intentioned, but it's ineffectual because that's not going to happen. We have an international independent arbiter in the shape of a High Court judge in Belfast, and it's really incumbent, I would say, on the authorities to support that process.
Kevin Winters, solicitor representing some of the families of the bombings in 1974 in Dublin and Monaghan. Thank you very much for speaking to us on the News at One today.